Message number 7. The Warning of Hell and the Promise of Paradise. Saturday, November 13, 2010 at 0300. My beloved daughter, you have come through a terrible persecution which I permitted to free your soul from the torments of hell. You are now free, and your spirit will enable you to spread my word so that mankind can be released from the suffering that awaits them should they be so foolish as to succumb to the evil one. You, my daughter, were sent right from the start. I am making you stronger all the time in but a few days. What do you think you will be like in a week, a year, or two? A fighter brave to the last. You will work with me to clear the souls of my dearly beloved children, for whom I hold a deep and utterly loving compassion. The love courses through my veins like a river. My compassion never dwindles despite the fact that they turn the other way. I will save them from the torments of hell. Tell them, my daughter, that I will save them from the torments of hell. I need them to turn to me in their joyless, confused state. There is only one way to love and peace. That will be in my new paradise, when heaven and earth will become one. Don't they know this? Have they never heard of my promise of old? The promise of eternal life, where they, all mankind who turn to me, will be lifted body, soul, and mind into the new earth and heaven when they combine once again in the paradise for so long promised to my Father's children. Believe, I beseech you. Think. If you have never been exposed to Holy Scripture, then ask yourself this simple question. If you feel love in your hearts, where do you think this comes from? Is it love that makes you feel gentle, humble, yearning, and free of all ego? If so, then this is the love that I promise all my children who turn back to me. How worldly ambitions leave you empty. It is hard, I know, dear children, to believe in a different world to the one in which you live. Remember that this world was created by God the Eternal Father, then it was soiled by the works of the deceiver. He, Satan, is extremely cunning. You, my children, must surely know that the worldly ambitions which you find insatiable do not fulfill you. You feel an emptiness which you cannot explain or understand. Isn't this so? And then you strive for more and more. But yet you are still not satisfied when you feel you should be. Why is that? Have you looked into your hearts and asked why? Why? The answer is very simple. God created mankind. Mankind was tempted by Satan. Satan exists in this beautiful world that my eternal Father created out of pure love. Sadly, Satan will exist until my second coming. He will then be exposed for the sheer lies and deception which he has manifested in my children. By then it will be too late for many of my children, including those who are unsure or hesitant in believing in the divine superior creation of my Father's kingdom. Do not reject me. Listen. I, Jesus Christ the Savior, was sent to give you all a second chance to enter my Father's kingdom. Hear now my promise. Listen to my voice sent by divine grace through my visionaries and prophets in today's world, and understand that all my children are equal in my Father's eyes. Those who follow him are blessed but suffer torture for the souls who do not believe and who refuse to listen. God made the world. It did not appear from nowhere. Man did not nor could not invent such a miracle which science will never be able to explain. The divine supernatural can never be truly understood until all children of God surrender in mind, body and soul to the pure love that I offer. Please, I beseech all of you, do not reject your Creator. Please do not listen to the deceit of the lies you have been told by the deceiver through divisions of the Freemasons, the Illuminati, the false prophets and the bizarre and totally evil cults that have evolved through the naivety of man. Satan is real. Mankind is weak. Even the most holy of followers fall prey to the constant temptations of the evil one. The problem is that those who seek pleasure do not believe he is real. Others do know he is real and that he does exist. They are the ones who cause me the most heartbreak. Wounds opening once again and festering. I am suffering to such an extent that the wounds inflicted upon me at my terrible crucifixion to which I succumbed are opening once again and festering, leaving me in the utmost painful agony of body, soul, and divinity. Yet I will never give up loving all of you. I call on you from the heavens and on behalf of my eternal Father who created each and every one of you out of pure love to stand firm. Reject Satan. Believe that he exists. Accept that he does. Open your eyes. Can't you see the havoc he causes in your lives? Are you blind? A message to the rich. To the rich I say, stop, think, and ask God for just one moment. Is your role in living God's commandments pleasing to you? Does it feel right? Have you denied me at the expense of worldly excesses? These same excesses and pleasures will leave you empty of heart. You will know in your own heart that it does not feel right. Yet you will still thirst for more of the empty and yet exciting promises that you are given by the deceiver in return for your soul. A message to those who follow the Illuminati. I implore all of you, especially my children who have been sucked into the Illuminati and other such evil entities. Once there, you are doomed to eternal damnation. Don't you understand that what you have been promised in return for your soul is a lie, a deceitful and frightening lie? You will never receive the gifts promised by this sinister messenger from the depths of hell. As your Savior on the cross, I gave up my life to save you. Please do not let me lose you now. I love you, my children. I weep as I implore you one last time not to reject me in favor of the deceiver. I will forgive all who confess. I cannot interfere with your free will because that is one of the gifts given to you when you were born in the light of God. I will be coming, as scriptures foretold, very shortly, sooner than anyone can comprehend. The world will plunge into darkness and despair. Yet I will forgive all and every single one of my children who, when their sins are revealed to them, no matter how offensive they are, instantly at the moment of confession, they will enter body and soul into paradise, when heaven and earth will become one, where all of you will live for eternity with your family forever and ever. Promises that paradise has to offer. No illness, bodily corruption, no sin. Just love. That is the promise of my paradise. No one will want for anything. Everyone will live in harmony, joy and love. The reality of hell. Do not reject this life for the life you have been promised by Satan. You are being lied to. If you follow this path where God or I Jesus Christ your Savior is not a part, then you are on the path to eternal damnation. You will scream with terror when you realize the error. By then you will plead for mercy, you will tear at your face, pull out your hair, but because you have free will, a gift from my Father, it cannot be taken away from you. When you choose this false path, you will suffer damnation and burn in hell forever. It is very real. The greatest damnation when you know you will never see the face of God. The biggest damnation is finally realizing that there is a God. That I, your Savior Jesus Christ, actually exists, and there will be no way at that stage to save yourselves. Your family may look at you from the other side. When that happens and you realize the awful truth, it will be too late. Remember these words. The greatest damnation is when you know that you will never see the face of God. That will be the greatest torment, and one that will stay with you forever in the fires of hell, where pain is constant and unrelenting. You will, instead of enjoying the paradise promised to you through the lies of the deceiver, end up in the terrifying corridors of hell. It is very real and represents suffering for eternity. Please, all of you who do not believe I am communicating with mankind, I ask that you pray to my Sacred Heart. Pray my Divine Mercy at 3 o'clock each day. I will respond to your request with love, which you will feel instantly. Hold my hand, children. Don't let go. I love you all so much that I gave up my life for each and every one of you so that you could be saved. This time I come to judge. Much as I love you, I cannot interfere with the gift of free will which was bestowed on you by my beloved Father. I hope that through my modern-day visionaries and prophets that you will finally listen. The truth is the way, remember, to eternal salvation and a new beginning when paradise returns to earth. The lies of Satan. The lies, no matter how seductive, are just that. Lies designed to steal their beloved souls, which cannot be released by my Father, the Creator and Maker of Earth. Your Divine Savior, Jesus Christ.